Stories making headlines this hour. Leaders should speak with one voice when dealing with the Eskom crisis, says Tokyo Sekgwale, and Niger Army base attack sees the killing of 25 soldiers.
UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
For the news at 1 o'clock, I am Sandile Ntuli. Good afternoon. Businessman and former National Executive Committee member of the African National Congress, the ANC, Tokyo Sekgwale, says it is important for leaders to speak with one voice when dealing with issues such as the crisis at Eskom. Earlier, the presidency said there was no ill intention on the part of the Eskom board when it told President Cyril Ramaphosa that there would be no load shedding before January the 13th. The president's spokesperson, Kusela Diko, said unforeseen circumstances resulted in renewed power cuts despite the assurance of the Eskom board. Earlier, the president's spokesperson, Kusela Diko, also says that unforeseen circumstances resulted in those power cuts despite the assurance of the Eskom board. She spoke to SABC News.
That the deputy president did not seek, nor did he in fact infer any malicious intent on either the Minister of Public Enterprises Praveen Gordhan or the Eskom board chairperson Jabu Mabuza. Now indeed there has been no planned load shedding as the commitment that was made. What has happened is that, as the deputy president himself has said, Eskom has challenges of aged infrastructure, it has challenges of maintenance, and as a result of that, the information that had been given to the president on the 9th of December 2019 would have subsequently changed due to these unplanned breakdowns that we have seen.
In related news now, the Congress of South African Trade Unions, COSATU, has called on President Cyril Ramaphosa to take urgent and decisive action against Public Enterprises Minister Praveen Gordhan for what it terms failures to address problems at Eskom. COSATU spokesperson Sizwe Pamela says Gordhan is also failing to implement Eskom's turnaround strategy. Pamela says they have lost confidence in Gordhan and are worried that members of the Eskom board are clueless on what they're responsibilities are. In news from the Western Cape now,